with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, February 23rd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Let's start things out with our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Not much on the docket yesterday, but Class 3A Boys Basketball Substate Semifinals took place around the area. Looking at Class 3A Substate 1, where 7th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley, who ended Lamar's community season, well, they defeated Glenwood yesterday by the final score of 83-54. The Dutchman will face off with Bishop Heelan in the Substate Final. The Crusaders defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton by a score of 42-30. And if you're interested in seeing that Substate Final, the game will be scheduled to be played at Lamar's Community High School coming up on Monday at 7 o'clock. There's no better neutral site for that game than right here in Lamar's. Again, that'll be coming up Monday at 7 o'clock. Coming out from the Iowa Bowling Coaches Association, their all-district and all-state teams for the 2023-2024 bowling season. And boy, was Plymouth County well-represented on the all-district and all-state teams. We'll start with the all-district teams, and then we'll work our way up to the all-state, where on the first-team all-west district team in Class 2A girls bowling, there are three Lamar's community bowlers. They include Natalie Vanderloo, Bailey Gill, and Hope Westhoff, and MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's Cherokee bowler Brianna Staub earns first team all district as well. Second team all district for Lamar's community, that goes to Jenna Fisher. Of course, the Bulldogs, the state runners up, and they earn four all district honorees. They also earn the district coach of the year. That would be head coach Gary Brady. To the boys side of the all district teams in the Western District, two first team all district honorees from the area for boys bowling. They are both from Lamar's community, and Sebastian McGregor as well as Trevor Fisher, the coach of the year in Class 2A all West District boys bowling. That would be Lamar's community head coach Travis Jones. So the Bulldog coaches sweep the all district coach of the year honors. Now to the all-state teams in Class 2A girls bowling. First team all-state honors going to Lamar's community's Natalie Vanderloo, and understandably so. In Class 2A, Vanderloo has the second, or finishes the year with the second best score per game in individual competition. Vanderloo with a 203.7 average in individual games. That is pretty darn good. She also had the second best individual game this season with a 290 high game. That was the best in Class 2A, second in the state. There was one girl who had a perfect game earlier in the season, and so Natalie Vanderloo's 290 is good enough for second place in the entire state of Iowa. Second team All-State honors, they go to Lamar's community's Bailey Gill and Hope Westhoff. A really strong showing for both of those ladies as well. Bailey Gill finishes 7th in the state in score per game with a 184.1, and of course had a really good showing in the individual tournament, a 739 series, and took home 4th place in Class 2A girls bowling. Hope Westhoff takes home the 9th spot with a 183 score per game average, and she earns 2nd team All-State as well in girls bowling. To the boys All-State team, 2 All-State honorees for Lamar's community on the 2nd team list. That would be Sebastian McGregor and Trevor Fisher. McGregor with a 214 score per game average this season. He was really good for the Bulldogs. Also really good was Trevor Fisher, a 210 score per game average in individual competition. Again, congratulations to all of the all-district and all-state honorees from our area bowling teams on a great 2023-2024 bowling season. Let's go now to the college ranks, where the Great Plains Athletic Conference released their all-conference men's wrestling teams, as an honoree goes to a local athlete in Lamar's community wrestler, wrestling alum Jake Frankson Small with Northwestern College. He lands on an all-conference team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the first time in his career, earning second team honors this season and was an honorable mention selection in 2022 and 2023. This year, Frankson Small finished third on the Red Raiders in wins, going 19-10. He also earned a spot in the GPAC Championships semifinal round. Frankson Small's also qualified for the national tournament with five pins on the season, two tech falls, two major decisions, and 170 match points. He is the 19th ranked wrestler in his weight class. Again, Lamar's community alum and current Northwestern College Red Raider wrestler, Jake Frankson Small, earning second team all conference honorees after being an honorable mention all conference selection in each of the last two seasons. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It is just a Class 4A sub-state semifinal action for some of the MRAC schools that Lamar's competes with. In Class 4A sub-state 1, it is Des Moines North at Sioux City East, and Ames is at Johnston. In sub-state 2 in Class 4A, Urban Nails at West Des Moines Valley, and Norwalk is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Class 4A sub-state 7, it's Southeast Polk at Waukee, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Dallas Center Grimes. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, and that's KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.